Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 election is upon us, and now is the time to fight back against the war on masculinity in American society today. Thankfully, the patriots at Chalk, C-H-O-Q, are here to help real American men maximize their masculinity by boosting testosterone levels up to 20% over 90 days. I've been taking a male vitality stack from Chalk for like 3 years now. It is incredible. They are here to help make American men strong again. Testosterone fueled again. Maximize your masculinity today at choq.com. Use the code Jesse for a massive discount on any Chalk subscription for life. choq.com, code Jesse. Limited time offer, subscription cancelable at any time. Since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to improving the lives of America's veterans, first responders, and their families. For over 20 years, the foundation has helped America keep its solemn promise to never forget. Tunnel to Towers provides mortgage-free homes to Gold Star families and the families of fallen first responders with young children, builds specifically adapted smart homes for catastrophically injured veterans, and is working to eradicate veteran homelessness. David Marshall served in the Army during World War II and fought in the Battle of the Bulge. He has never forgotten the sacrifices of his comrades nor the efforts of first responders on 9/11 and in the days and months that followed. He is a loyal and proud foundation donor. Tunnel to Towers is committed to supporting veterans, first responders, and their families, and so many of them need your help. Join the foundation on its mission to do good and never forget. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at T2T.org. That's T, the number 2T.org.
High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas, and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at highthenumber5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show. We'll deal with this motion to vacate the speaker stuff and his second whistleblower kicked off. And we got a bunch of emails and other things to do this hour. Let's deal with this really quickly, though, because there's not a lot, I guess, to talk about here. We're just going to lay out a few stories. And then, however, whatever conclusions you come to, I guess you can come to, but Boeing. Boeing's a really big company. They make airplanes. I don't know if you've heard. You probably also are well aware that they are a huge defense contractor. Enormous. Okay? So, been a long time. They've been making weapons, integrating themselves with the U.S. military. Militaries around the world, really. Okay? Making planes and stuff. Well, Boeing has been going through something in recent years. Industry insiders have known about it. Just now, the public is starting to know about it. And what is that something? Well, they're having problems. Safety problems. In fact, quality problems. Why are they having quality problems? Like most American corporations, gigantic ones, Boeing has been focusing on diversity for a long time, trying to make sure they diversify the workforce. Well, remember, whenever you intentionally diversify something, you make it worse. That's not debatable. If I come in to work tomorrow and I say, you know what, guys? Got too many white people in here. We're bringing in a woman. We're hiring a woman. We're going to have a new hire and it's going to be a woman. The second I decide it's going to be a woman, I've made the show worse. Because instead of just looking for the best person, whether it's a woman or a man, now I've eliminated who could have been the best guy. When you intentionally diversify something, you make it worse. From the highest levels in this country, our corporations have chosen to diversify. We need more women. We need got to have more fewer white men. Do we have enough gay people here? It's diversify. Always these things that focus on other things. Well, what's happened is with a company like Boeing, unsurprisingly, the quality has gone down. You know what diversity is, the death of everything. We talk about it all the time. Diversity is the death of everything. Quality started going down. And this happens in ways that you and me that we'll never see. It's easy to look at Corinne Diversity Hire and mock her for being a diversity hire. She's on television. She can't answer questions or talk.
The word xenophobic is a very pejorative and negative word, particularly to use against an ally. Is that what he meant?
Look, the president...
We got it. You can see that. That's something you know. There's video of it. You can see. This human being, she got hired because she's a black lesbian. I can tell because she's terrible at her job. And the result of that is we never get clarification on anything out of the White House because we have a diversity hire who can't talk. It's laid out in front of you. You see it clear as day. I know it. You know it. Everyone knows it. That's the Corinne diversity hire situation. But what you don't see, and what I don't see, we don't see the supervisor in the Boeing factory. The supervisor, he's new. Now, why is he new? The last guy was great. He'd been working there for 20, 25 years. Outstanding history. Yeah, but he was white. And we decided to diversify the Boeing force. And so the new supervisor, she's a black woman, lesbian. They said they wanted to hire a lot more black female lesbians this year. And she's the new supervisor. Now, she doesn't know what the last guy knew. She's not near as committed. In fact, she knows she's a diversity hire. Therefore, she's a diversity fire, meaning it's going to be hard to fire her. Gosh, even if we fire her for cause, even if she doesn't show up to work for 2 weeks, we're going to get sued right away, discrimination. And she knows that. So the last guy, did I give him a name? We'll call him Jim. The last guy, Jim, he would actually work a little extra every day. He'd go down there, put his hands on everything that's being made. You know, those airplane doors. Jim is going to come check in every day. Hey, Mike, you missed a bolt on that one. Hey, let's go. If I see that again, we're going to write you up. Hey, Susie, is that thing done right? That window's not... Jim was down there, hands-on, years of experience. But Jim's gone now, you see. Now we have Trina. Trina doesn't care about the door. She doesn't care about the glass. Trina was hired because she's a black lesbian. Now that door goes popping off the Boeing plane at 30,000 feet and 300 people splash into the Atlantic, never to be heard from again. You don't know it's because of Trina. But it's because of Trina. This is not at all a unique story to Boeing. Western civilization is rotting from this as we speak. Rotting from diversity. It's killing it. And this has been a problem that has been coming to the forefront in Boeing because it's so bad inside Boeing that we now have multiple whistleblowers coming forward saying, it's bad. Hey, this is dangerous. What they're doing is dangerous. They're not even checking things. Now, remember that safety engineer, Sam Slevur? He sat in front of Congress Remember what he said?
And I raised concerns internally. I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting. This is not a safety culture when you get threatened by bringing issues of safety concerns.
I was sidelined. I was threatened. I had physical threats. My boss threatened to kill me. Huh. Sounds like things are a little tense over there at Boeing. Well, they were certainly tense for the other gentleman in Charleston who was there giving his Boeing whistleblower testimony. In good health, in good spirits. They found him with a, what's it say here? Self-inflicted gunshot wound in a car. Huh. And that was, I mean, that's just those two stories. And then today, what do you know? Joshua Dean. He died of an infection by all accounts. A sudden, fast-spreading infection. Apparently he was age 45 and reportedly in very good health. Now, Joshua Dean was doing something else at the time of his death. Oh, he's also a whistleblower giving out information that doesn't make Boeing look very good. Huh. Well, I'm certainly not connecting any dots. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. I just, man, sounds like it's pretty dangerous to work for Boeing. Certainly if you have any complaints, seems to be a very dangerous job.
Again, I raised concerns internally. I was sidelined. I was told to shut up. I received physical threats. My boss said, I would have killed someone who said what you said in a meeting. This is not a safety culture when you get threatened by bringing issues of safety concerns.
Second Boeing whistleblower dies early in just the past couple months. I'm sure it's nothing. No big deal. Jesse, do you know anyone who's just okay with mayo? That's right. Tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. These are the questions we need. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. I know people who love it. I know people who absolutely hate it. She puts weirdos. You're right, woman. They are weirdos. But I don't know anyone who just likes it. What do you say? See, this is why I'm a more advanced person than people like Chris. What, Chris? I love mayo. I love mayo. I mean, you can call me Pete Buttigieg. That's how much I love mayonnaise. What, Chris? It's fine. We can make jokes. Chris despises mayonnaise because he has no taste whatsoever. However, because I'm more advanced than he is, I actually respect him and his opinions. I understand the hatred of mayo. It's a strong flavor. It's white. It's kind of tangy. I get that. So, Chris, I respect you in your food opinions. I understand. Now, Chris doesn't reciprocate. All I have to hear about is Chris's inappropriate statements about mayo and why it's really gross and stuff like that. There are many of us out there who understand there are things you love and there are things you hate, but there are many things like mayonnaise nobody's wishy-washy on. Actually, Trump's one of those people. Hardly anybody's kind of in the middle on Trump. I don't really care one way or the other about it. Anyone loves him or hates him, but you're so right about mayonnaise. And to follow up that point, this is why I would like a little bit more respect for my anti-sour cream take. You sour cream lovers are the weirdest bunch of freaks. It's not good, Chris. And look, even if you don't understand my anti-sour cream stance, you really don't get how someone could come to that conclusion. Congratulations, you put cream out on the front porch in July and it went bad after a week and now you're eating it on enchiladas and I'm the weirdo? Have you thought about that? Have you thought about what it's going to mean if they do a motion to vacate the speaker next week? I have. We'll talk about it next. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. All right, let's deal with the Mike Johnson motion to vacate thing that apparently this thing is going to happen. It's coming. All right, so here's what's going on. Remember when Kevin McCarthy was having a hard time becoming speaker? He was having a hard time get the votes. Remember, you have to vote. The members of the House vote on becoming speaker. You have to have a majority of the House or you don't get to be speaker. And McCarthy couldn't get the votes. McCarthy had been in leadership, various forms of GOP leadership, for ages. Did you know I had dinner with him once? He would come out to Arizona when I was running for Congress because he was a younger guy in leadership back then, and he was raising money and all kinds of things and meet with donors. We actually had steak together one night once. It was nice. He was a nice guy, whatever. But McCarthy couldn't seem to cobble together enough votes to be Speaker of the House. So he had to start making concessions. Essentially, the younger, more hardcore, more right-wing, more anti-communist people in the House, some of them are wonderful, some of them are pretty cringe, they made him sign on to an agreement. And the agreement was, well, there was a bunch of stuff to it, but the agreement basically was, hey, if we want you gone, it only takes a couple of us and we'll get you gone. We can vacate this speakership. If you violate your agreement to us, and they had to sign an agreement that listed all kinds of things, if you violate this, you'll be gone. Well, it took McCarthy, of course, about 5 seconds to violate the thing, and boom, he gets gone. Now, why did he get gone? Well, Matt Gaetz was the one who pushed him out. Always remember, no matter which politician you love or hate, there's a story behind the story. Remember this? Remember when DeSantis and Trump were in the primary? I'm not getting sidetracked, trust me.
My focus is just stay focused.
And then a bunch of Florida lawmakers came out hardcore for Trump, but they didn't just come out and say, hey, I'm backing Trump. They really made a big show of it, and they started blasting away at DeSantis. Crazy stuff, even stuff that wasn't even really true, to be honest with you. Byron Donalds and Matt Gaetz were kind of leading that stuff, just crucifying him, acting like he's racist, all kinds of. Remember that? Well, remember, I told you what that was. Doesn't matter which one you backed. I don't care about any of that. Byron Donalds wants to be the next governor of Florida. Ron DeSantis is term limited up in 2028. Matt Gaetz wants to be the next governor of Florida. Byron Donalds and Matt Gaetz, Chris, write this one down, even though I've said it before, they're going to run against each other in a nasty primary, in the Florida primary, to become the next governor. What you saw, the endless Trump butt kissing, it wasn't about Trump or not about Trump. It really had nothing to do with Trump or DeSantis. They were both competing to be the, quote, Trump candidate, the one that Trump backs, because if Trump backs you in the GOP primary, it's a great way to win a primary. They were trying to be governor of Florida. That's what that was. They were both just trying to be governor of Florida. Well, Gaetz is outstanding at what's known as earned media. Earned media. Look, if I pay for media, it's because I take whatever it costs, $10,000. I don't know. Take whatever it costs to advertise. I take $10,000 and I go pay for advertising the Jesse Kelly Show. Tucker's show. I go to Tucker and I say, hey, Tucker, here's 10 grand. Put some of my commercials on there. That's not earned media. Earned media would be me running outside. Any one of the stupid stunts I've done on video. I run outside right now and pull my pants down and I poop on the sidewalk to oppose communism. And soon, it's going viral everywhere. Every news site, right-wing radio host poops on the sidewalk to oppose communism. And my face is on TMZ and everyone's talking about it. That's earned media. Matt Gaetz is the master at earned media. Taking these interviews, taking these things he does and making them into gigantic shows. Not that that's always bad. I'm not dogging on. I'm just telling you what's happening. In order to earn more media and build his reputation. Gaetz saw an opportunity to bounce Kevin McCarthy, and because I didn't care for him either, I was fine with the whole thing. I don't care, let him fight. So he bounces Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy leaves, but there were things that happened with Kevin McCarthy leaving that we all didn't see. We talked about it a little on the show, but we didn't focus on it because there are other things. When Kevin McCarthy got bounced, what happened was the long-established GOPers in the House, the leadership types, the types who've been there for 10, 20 years, those types, they got angry. People in life, you probably have experienced this. Maybe you even do this. It's a very natural thing to do. People get real protective of their seniority. They guard their seniority, and they don't like it when someone with less experience usurps their power. They don't like it at all. Look, you know what a great example is? This show right here. You know, I've told you the story before. You already know it. I'm pretty much brand new to radio. We only started doing media like 6 years ago. I was living a normal life. And now it's for Premier. I mean, the biggest syndicator on the planet, and the show's everywhere across the country. And you have any idea how much anger and jealousy that is created with other hosts who've been doing it for 30 years wanting that phone call? And I'm not dogging on them. It's just, it's natural. Hey, I've been doing this forever. This guy just freaking got here. Why is he here and we're not? So what happened when McCarthy got bounced was a version of that. And it created an environment in the House, and that environment has brought us to where we are today. And I'll explain what I'm talking about in a moment. But first, we're going to interview Jeremy Carl, and then I'll come back and I'll discuss that. Before I do any of that, I want to do this. I want to talk to you about your phone service, which is garbage. I know it is, because AT&T is a garbage company. Verizon is bad. T-Mobile is bad. I remember T-Mobile. You know what hits me so hard is how bad they were during COVID. You name the evil COVID thing a company could do, and that company did it. And then there's Pure Talk, sitting there, patriotic, freedom-loving. While the other companies are busy handing out your money to Planned Parenthood, Pure Talk's tackling veteran suicide. Their CEO is a veteran. You don't sacrifice service, you save money. You keep your phone and your number, or get a new phone, new number. Pick up your phone and dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. #250, say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. I'll finish my thought on the House and all that stuff after I check in with Jeremy Carl real quick. He wrote a book. Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
I keep hearing that a lot of people are still on the fence about owning gold and silver. Have we already forgotten about the bank closures, inflation, global instability, World War III that sadly may be coming? Look, precious metals, you need them for various reasons. You want tangible currency on hand, a portfolio diversification strategy. It's a hedge against inflation. You need value, stored value that stands the test of time. I know you're paying attention to global events. Wars bubbling up everywhere. Countries are buying and hoarding mass amounts of gold. Why aren't you? It's time to pull the trigger with Oxford Gold Group and buy gold and silver. Nobody can predict the future, but we can't put our heads in the sand either. The Oxford Gold Group are the pros. They make owning gold and silver easy and simple. Call Oxford Gold Group right now and you may qualify for up to $10,000 in free precious metals. Call 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-G-O-L-D. For anyone living with everyday aches and pains, there's a lot of things you can try. You know, tough it out, bite the bullet, grin and bear it. Or you can try something that has helped so many other people, Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that address the inflammation where pain starts. And Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain for a short time, it helps reduce or even eliminate it all day, every day. Wherever you're hurting, your back, neck, joint, or muscles, in about 3 weeks or less, you'll see a difference and rediscover what it's like to feel better and live better. So if everyday pain is affecting your life, don't go with the mind over matter approach. Try Relief Factor instead. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF and save on your first order. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Did you know one of the largest U.S. flags in the state of Georgia stands proudly in Pure Talk's parking lot? And it's in honor of that flag and what it stands for that Pure Talk is supporting America's Warrior Partnership and their mission to prevent veteran suicide. Ask a vet. The transition to civilian life can be difficult, especially in this economy. Access to housing, employment, and their earned VA benefits can be difficult. That's where America's Warrior Partnership steps in by providing fundamental needs to our warriors. You can help this great cause simply by switching before Flag Day to my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Choose a wireless company who shares your values. Upgrade your cell phone service to America's most dependable 5G network for just $20 a month. Go to puretalk.com/Jesse to make the switch. That's puretalk.com/Jesse for superior cell phone service that's half the price of Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile, and to help a vet in need. Jesse Kelly here with a message that's about safety. When it comes to protecting your loved ones, it's not just about having a firearm. It's about understanding the continuum of force philosophy. Picture this. A situation arises where you or your loved ones are threatened. Instinct may drive you to reach for lethal means immediately. What if there was a way to effectively defend yourself and de-escalate a situation without the irreversible consequences of deadly force? Enter the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher, equipped with tear gas and kinetic ammo to incapacitate an attacker for up to 40 minutes. We don't always need to go to DEFCON 1. We just need protection to confidently ensure we can defuse the situation and drive the threat away immediately. Byrna is legal in all 50 states, requires no background checks, and can be shipped right to your door. Byrna is proudly American, manufactured in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse now for an exclusive 10% discount. That's BYRNA.com/Jesse. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. I am excited for this. Joining me now, senior fellow at the amazing Claremont Institute. Gosh, I love Claremont. Author of the book, The Unprotected Class, Jeremy Carl joins us now. Jeremy, who's the unprotected class?
Thanks for having me on, Jesse. The unprotected class is white Americans, and that's what I argue in this book, that they are being informally and formally discriminated against and that we need to do something about it.
Let's talk about the formally for now. Let's focus on that. In what ways are white people being discriminated against in this country? Because that's quite a statement to make in a country where we've all been raised that, of course, white people were privileged and have it all. Everyone else is an oppressed minority who's being attacked at all sides. But that's not what you're arguing. Explain.
Right. Well, I'm arguing that if you look at everything from kind of affirmative action in jobs to the workplace, to quotas for everything from getting an Academy Award to, getting in an organization, it has never been more disadvantageous to be white. And I'm not doing this, by the way, to kind of whine to the refs or complain or say, oh, you know, woe is us. It's to kind of try to get white people to kind of have enough self-respect to say, hey, we're not willing to be treated like second-class citizens.
Okay. When did this begin, Jeremy? When did we start being treated like second-class citizens? Everyone who's being honest can look around and see it now because everyone brags about it. Who does it now? No, we're hiring 50 new people, and none of them will be white. So it's very out there, but it didn't just come here yesterday, did it?
No, absolutely, and you sort of hit on it. Like, a lot of it is just hiding in plain sight, and it's almost like we have a battered spouse syndrome, or Stockholm syndrome, where we're just sort of used to, we've grown to love our captors because we have just gotten used to it. But really it's, I think obviously some of the roots of it were in the way the Civil Rights Act was designed in the 1964. But it took a while obviously to pick up steam because that was addressing some real problems. But I'd say by the 80s, it began to tip in the other direction. And I'd say by the early 2000s, it really just became a pretty overall anti-white regime. And then in the last decade, it's even accelerated further. And that's not just an opinion. You really see that in actual data.
In what way was the Civil Rights Act flawed? Because that's quite a thing to say. A lot of people look back at the Civil Rights Act. We were, as you mentioned, trying to right some wrongs that were going on in the country. Where'd they screw up then?
Yeah, and I mean, I think, again, I'm not trying to relitigate that because I think it was really addressing some real wrongs, but what we ended up doing is, A, we took away freedom of association for people, even in the private sphere, and I think that was an area in where things really got overstepped. I think, secondly, the deep state, the bureaucracy, really sort of took hold of the Civil Rights Act and over decades put a bunch of things that, if you look at the debate around the Civil Rights Act, were clearly not intended, but then became, over decades through the bureaucracy law. And then you had cases like Griggs versus Duke Power in 1971, Supreme Court case, introducing a concept called disparate impact, which basically, to oversimplify, if you have a hiring process and you wind up with too few minorities, then you can say it has a disparate impact and it's illegal, even if there is no intent to discriminate. So we had things like that just run wild, and that's kind of why we wound up in the problems we're in.
Speaking with Jeremy Carl, author of the book The Unprotected Class. Jeremy, while you were speaking just then, my producer Chris snuck into my office and stole a toothpick right in front of my face from my toothpick supply. Have you ever had somebody steal something from you in the office? If so, how did you respond?
Well, I think I just for legality, I'm probably going to have to punt on that question, because I wouldn't want the feds, who are undoubtedly already unhappy with me for having written this book, to have any more reason to mess with me.
What's the worst part about writing a book?
I think for a book like this, it's a little different. I'd written sort of more academic books, and this is really aimed squarely at a mainstream popular audience. And I've been thankful that it's found one and been endorsed by folks like Tucker Carlson and Charlie Kirk and other folks with nice big platforms. But I think the hardest thing about writing this particular book was not to kind of prove the thesis, which I think I do quite easily, but just knowing that there are going to be a lot of people who, no matter what I write here, they're going to call me a racist, or they're going to say it's wrong, and they're just not even going to look at the evidence that I spent almost 2 years putting together. So I think that's the hard part.
That would be. Jeremy Carl, everybody, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you very, very much. All right, now, back to what I promised you over and over again. The emails. I told you I'd be all over it. Dear Jesse, it's scary how right you are. The subject of this one is UCLA. I listen to several talk radio shows, mostly WRKO in Boston. That's a sick station. On each, including texters to you, people suggest that if large screens showing videos were installed outside the student protests of the actual rape and beatings and tortures of innocent Israelis, then the encampments would fade away. I thought this made sense. You scoffed. But during the last two nights, pro-human forces did indeed install screens showing these videos outside the encampments of the subhumans. Not a single subhuman left. So depressing. I don't know that this is going to make it any less depressing, but I will say they're not subhumans. And I know I probably have referred to them as that before, and I'm not lecturing you. They're anti-humans. It's not that they're lower than human life. It's not that. They are against human life. And this can be very, very, very difficult for someone like you to understand. When you are a human being, whatever your situation is, you have a value system. I know you have a value system. Why? Because here we are on Thursday night, or maybe you're listening the next morning, Friday, on a podcast. Here you are with endless options of things to do and listen to. You're listening to this. So you have a value system that shows automatically that you have a value system. Okay, I'm not trying to patronize you. Just stay with me for a moment. A person with a value system cannot relate to someone who has none at all. Here's a great example. Actually, it's a terrible example, but you'll understand what I mean. So there was this video floating around. This is a few years ago online. There was video floating around of a dude. He was driving a minivan, and he had a dog in the minivan. And somebody was recording this guy driving down the highway from an apartment that was kind of looking down over the minivan. Okay, you with me? And he pulls up. He opens up the passenger side door where his dog is, very clearly his dog is. And he kicks the dog out of the van onto the highway. And he closes the door. And he burns rubber and he takes off. And the dog, I mean, it's freaking heartbreaking, right? Is there anything worse than that? The dog is running down the highway after the van. Don't go. And everybody, I'm cold-hearted me. Everyone's practically crying. I'm watching. My heart's just ripped out of my chest. Someone saved the dog. How could you do that to your dog? And then you sit there and you think to yourself, who could do that? What kind of a person? Is it even a human being who could do that? There are people in this world surrounding you right now. We don't like to think about this, but it's true. They're really, really bad, man. And they've gone through things in their life, upbringing-wise, parents, abuse, drugs, so many things. They've gone through so many things in their lives, and they've had so much propaganda piped into their eyes and ears in various ways. There are people out there who really are just bad when it comes to street communists, street animals. Universally, these people, it's not that they hate America uniquely, or although they do, or hate Christianity, or hate Jews, or hate white people, or hate, it's not just that. They hate themselves. And someone with a value system has an impossible time trying to understand why someone can hate themselves. How could someone look at video of, you know, women being assaulted and murdered and not be moved? How could that not move you? Well, if you're already broken, shattered, it doesn't matter what I show you. You can't be moved. They're not subhuman. They're anti-human. They are the enemies of humanity. They hate humanity itself. And I know even saying it, I don't fully understand it and understand why. And you probably don't either, because I can't relate, because I love people. But that's how these people think, all right? Look, just keep loving people. I love people. That's why I tell you all the time about MyPillow. Except apparently I have to edit this. This guy says, "Dear Goofball, MyPillow might have a sale on, but they don't have the product I want. All the men's slippers are already gone." So quit promoting something they don't have. He said, "Good show, Goof." Listen, I try not to be pushy when I tell you about sales that come up. But I've done this before when a MyPillow sale comes up, when they have a special, when they have a sale on something, and they always have some crazy sale. You really need to hurry. Supplies are not unlimited, and I don't want to be that guy that comes on the radio and says, "Buy now, they're almost gone." But as the email reflects, and this happens every time, whatever MyPillow is selling criminally cheap, it's going to sell out. So when they have a $25 extravaganza sale like they have right now, don't wait. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse. Or call 800-845-0544.
Truth. Attitude. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Thursday. Don't forget, we have Ask Dr. Jesse Friday tomorrow. You need to email me, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com, all of your questions. Back to what we were talking about with the vacation. I don't think you're supposed to put it, the motion to vacate the speaker. They're going to vacate Speaker of the House Mike Johnson next week. Marjorie Taylor Greene and Thomas Massey are going to bounce him. So after Kevin McCarthy got bounced, what it did in the House of Representatives was it created a real resentment between the old establishment rhino loser types and the new upstart anti-communist types. And they started retiring. They started revolting. They started rebelling. In fact, I was told by more than one source that part of the reason you see so much of this horrible legislation passed by Mike Johnson, where a minority of Republicans join with all the Democrats and pass a bad law, part of the reason you're seeing that is that minority of Republicans are on what essentially amounts to a revenge tour against the more right-wing group in the House of Representatives. How about that for how your government runs, right? Like a bunch of high school kids. So now we have this rift. And this rift, it's not going to change. I was about to say get better, but that's not the word I want to use, and this is why. This rift is good. I'm not saying the motion to vacate the speaker is good. I actually don't care about that either way, one way or the other. I just don't want them to ever meet or pass any laws. Whatever we can do to make sure that happens, that's fine. But the rift between the old rhino dorks and the new young ones, many are good, many are garbage too, is a good rift because people don't hand back power. You and I have talked about this recently when we were talking about you running for office, whether it's you're trying to get on the HOA or the school board or the state house, whatever you're thinking about doing. I was telling you that you're taking something from someone when you do that. Someone holds that power and they value it. They treasure it. And here you are. You're trying to conquer them. That's what you're doing. You're taking something that they believe belongs to them and you're going to take it away. They're not just going to hand it to you. It's angry. It's personal. It gets ugly out there. It's politics. Right now, this whole motion to vacate thing, while I don't care about that individual part of it, whether they vacate, don't vacate, I don't care. Mike Johnson's useless, and the next one would be useless too. That's why it doesn't matter to me. I don't care about that portion, but I am happy that the fights we want to happen, they're already happening. They just don't happen as fast as we want. You, me, we come here every day, all the time, and we complain about the GOP because they are worthy of that complaint. They suck and they're low T and their uses are blah, 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 and all those things. Yes. So we need to change it. Yes. But we are changing it. Just slowly. We're changing it very, very slowly. And to change it means to take power away from a bunch of people who've been there a long time holding on to that power. It's going to be uncomfortable changing it. There's not a nice way to take power away from somebody and give it to yourself. There's not a polite way to do that, but it has to be done. Why? Because we can't have this anymore.
We know what the timetable is. We know the urgency in Ukraine and in Israel. And we are going to stand by Israel, our close ally and dear friend, and we're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't march through Europe. These are important responsibilities. A strong America is good for the entire world. Since World War II, really, really, the responsibility for the free world has been shifted onto our shoulders.
That was Mike Johnson after he became Speaker. This was Mike Johnson last September on my television show where I interviewed
him. The greatest threat to us at the end of the day is our nation's debt. And so we have to get serious about this. You need adults in the room to advance the cutting.
The greatest threat was our nation's debt yesterday. Today, it's this.
We know what the timetable is. We know the urgency in Ukraine and in Israel. And we are going to stand by Israel, our close ally and dear friend. And we're going to stand for freedom and make sure that Vladimir Putin doesn't.
Those people have to have power taken away from them. It has to be taken away from them. Speaking of yesterday, this is last July. Mike Johnson was on Glenn Greenwald's show.
That is what keeps us up at night, Glenn. We're worried about what has become of these agencies that have such broad and expansive powers. You know, the top law enforcement agency.
That was then. This is him now.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw all the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became Speaker, I went to the SCIF and got the confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the members to go to the classified briefing and hear all that and see it so they can evaluate the situation for themselves. And I think some opinions have changed both ways, but that's part of the process. You got to be fully informed.
We have to take that guy's power away. We do. You have to take it away from them, and they're going to hold on to it. And that's what we talk about all the time. What we're seeing now is the changing of the guard. Doesn't mean the new guard will be good, but the old guard is bad and has to be kicked out, and it's going to be uncomfortable. All right? All right, let's get to some emails and other things. But first, you don't want to end up like Mike Johnson, where you stand for something for a while, and then you cave the second things get tough. Oh, Jesse, what? How do I avoid that? Well, you need to get your testosterone levels up. When your T levels get too low, you become Mike Johnson. You don't want that. I don't want that. We can't have a nation full of Mike Johnsons. Otherwise, we're screwed. We don't need more Johnsons in this country. Go get on a male vitality stack from Chalk, gentlemen. And ladies, you are not exempt from this. natural herbal supplements for you as well. A female vitality stack. Go begin. CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse is where you begin your journey. Isn't that sound nice? What, Chris? It sounds nice when you say it that way. Begin your testosterone journey. Anyway, CHOQ.com. Promo code Jesse. We still have an hour left of the CDC finally admitting some things. And finally going even worse than they were before. Some talk about the military and much more. Hang on. Hollywood is under siege from external forces. The same Hollywood that sold the American dream is now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter in Hollywood Takeover, brought to you by the Epic Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some major studios. Don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. For a limited time, watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Jesse.
The following is a high five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High five.
High five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at HighFiveCasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
That world has eaten up and spit out a lot of young and attractive guys.
This is the story of one of fashion's dark secrets.
I was overwhelmed. Like, I had never seen anything like this.
At the height of Abercrombie & Fitch's success.
This was me being carefully manipulated.
Being lied to, tricked, and traded like a commodity.
Investigating allegations that would take me into a world of money, sex, and power. This is World of Secrets, Season 1, The Abercrombie Guys.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
What are you looking for in a new smart TV? 4K picture quality? High quality and immersive sound? A sleek design? All of those are givens, but only the new Roku Pro Series has all of those and the Roku streaming experience and award-winning OS. Get fast, easy access to all your apps like iHeart, where you can stream all your favorite music, radio, and podcasts all day. And regular all-inclusive trips to Roku City. The new Roku Pro Series, a smart TV built by the streaming pros.